Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
But look first this morning to the news of US strikes on nuclear facilities in Iran. I'm joined now by Professor David Dunn, Professor of International Politics at the University of Birmingham. David, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What do we know so far about the strikes? What was targeted, David?
Well, there were two aspects of this attack. The cruise missiles were used to take out the air defences around the three buried nuclear facilities. And then B-2 bombers dropped these earth-penetrating bombs in order to actually dig deep into the mountains where these things are buried in order to try and destroy these things completely. What we also know is that the Americans gave advance warning of these attacks to actually allow the Iranians to evacuate those, so these things were taken out the facilities and not the personnel. And therefore, there's a degree to which this was a signaled attack. And part of that was to try and manage and contain this thing. And as part of that, there's also the message. As part of that message was, this is just about the nuclear facilities, but if you retaliate to this, then the war will escalate further.
And what is the significance, David, of the sites, those sites that were attacked?
Well, there are several aspects to this. And the most significant aspect is that these facilities were buried so deeply that they were beyond the reach of the Israeli Air Force. And therefore, it required the Americans to be involved if these things were to be destroyed. And that was part of Bibi Netanyahu's calculation. The idea was to actually force the Americans' hands by attacking Iran in the way it did over a week ago. The plan was that in a sense, it would force America to either live with the consequences of a wounded and infuriated Iran that could perhaps reconstitute its nuclear program and do so at pace, or force the Americans to finish the job. And that's what Israel calculated, and that's what they actually ultimately were successful in doing, and getting the Americans to join the conflict last night. And the significance further is that actually by going deep and attacking these targets, the idea is that it will set the Iranian program back, hopefully in their view, for years, if not permanently, because the Iranians are a country that spent billions of dollars building this facility at a time when their economy is massively impoverished and under sanctions. These attacks more broadly in terms of what Israel's done as well will actually have obliterated most of that investment. And therefore, the plan is to try and take Iran out of the nuclear game.
Now, you mentioned earlier, it was a signaled attack, but is there a risk, David, of contamination to civilians living near those nuclear sites? And I suppose a risk of more widespread contamination?
There's two aspects to that question. One is that because these things were so deeply buried, the chances are that any nuclear material that was actually disrupted as part of this are now buried under those deep facilities. And therefore, the International Atomic Energy Authority are saying there's no indication of any increased radiation in the atmosphere as a consequence of these attacks. Another aspect of that is, given the fact that these attacks were signaled, it may well be the case that the Iranians have moved their enriched material and hidden it somewhere else, and therefore actually the enriched material wasn't destroyed as part of these attacks. So I don't think that's a thing of immediate concern to the region or to the world more widely.
Now, the Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas called it a grave violation of the UN Charter, international law and the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And on X, he said, Iran reserves all options to defend its sovereignty, interest and people. How do you expect Iran might retaliate?
Well, first of all, he's right. In terms of international law, this isn't justified. And yet, as far as Israel and America is concerned, destroying the nuclear facilities are more important than actually staying within the boundaries of international law. So the interesting question here is, how does Iran respond? Interestingly, in 2020, when Trump used a cruise missile to attack General Soleimani, the Iranians responded with a symbolic attack. They sort of were their honor was served by them firing missiles at a missile American base. But again, they signaled that ahead of time, so no one was hurt or killed in that attack. And therefore, you know, they actually did something which gave the impression of being a response, but wasn't a substantive response. And what Trump administration is hoping for is that that is what happens this time round. It's symbolic, it's small, but it doesn't actually kill anybody. And what they've said is, if you do decide to go down the route and use your short-range missiles to attack American bases or ships in the region, or indeed to attack American allies in the region, then the full force of American military will come down on you. And as part of that, they may well even have said, we know where you are to the Supreme Leader, and if you do this, you'll be signing your death warrant. So what the Americans are hoping is that they're going to use interwar deterrence to actually keep a cap on this and stop this thing from escalating. Whether that, of course, is the case remains to be seen.
Finally, David, Antonio Guterres, you know, Secretary General of the UN, said that he was gravely alarmed and that the conflict could rapidly get out of control. He, in fact, says it could be catastrophic. Do you agree?
Well, as I say, you know, the calculation on the part of the Americans is that won't be the case, because Iran has been so depleted of all its weapons by the Israelis, and the prospect of American air power raining down on those weapons or on the regime may well be a cause for them to pause and stop at this point. But of course, in warfare, you never know where these things can go. But in terms of actually this thing escalating to a much wider regional conflict, I think that's much less likely. Iran is weak. It's isolated. It's got no friends in the area. Yes, they could attack American assets in the region, but that would be something which would be almost suicidal. So many analysts are saying that it's unlikely that they'll do that.
Well, look, Professor David Dunn, Professor of International Politics at the University of Birmingham, thanks so much for taking our call on this Sunday morning. Really appreciate it.